Find your seat. There's seats. We might have to squish. We might have to squash. There's seats at the table, so you can turn them around so you can see. But I'm going to tell y'all something. Just want y'all to be patient. This is truly a family service. We don't have a nursery. We don't have children's church. Usually our children have the added benefit of being in a place that's kind of geared towards them. Usually the adults have the benefit of not having to listen to a whole lot of squirming and worming and things like that. But let me tell you, the specialness of this, it's for the whole family. It's for everybody. Be patient. Be loving. Be kind. Hear the little squirms and worms and watch the ones up front that can't stay still and say, "Thank you, Lord." When I was their age, I was watching Abbott and Costello on my couch at home because we didn't go to church anywhere. And I watched Columbo, Abbott and Costello, The Three Stooges. That's what came on Sunday morning, and that's what I watched every Sunday morning. These ones are here. They get to hear the word, usually on their own level in their own place. But today, just rejoice that they're with us. Amen? Amen. Hey, and if you start hearing some weird noises, just let it be like praise to you. From the mouth of nursing infants and young ones, God says he has perfected praise. Psalm chapter 8. That's not too bad, is it? All right. Also, I want to show y'all something. Something I usually never do, and I never encourage. Oh, it's pointing at me. That's weird. I don't know how that's even happening right now. I was wanting to take a picture of you, but y'all, everybody have a cell phone? Hey, I want to invite you to use them in church today. Not to call your homie. Sit down, please. Selfie. Yeah, sit down. This is our future preacher. take pictures, man. If you got somebody you love being baptized and you just got your phone, get it out. Take a picture. I don't know how to get this off of me. Wait a minute. There we go. There you are. Take a picture. I'm going to take a picture of y'all. Are you smiling? Uh-oh. Look it. All right, ready? Oh, that's only the people in the middle. Y'all ready? Smile. Hey, you right there. Smile. Smile bigger. All right. All right, look, the preacher did it. You can do it now. Today, take a picture. Put it online. Hey, if you can brag on Ole Miss, if you can hail state, can you not brag on what the Lord Jesus is doing through his church, his body? Can you not? Is this not a touchdown? Is this not a victory? So let's enjoy it that way, okay? I'm going to read from the scripture. The kids are going to be with us, but the main service is the baptism. They're not going to interrupt anything. But if you're going to listen close here to the word. I just want to give you three pieces. One, Jesus was baptized. When it comes to thinking about baptism, we can think of it as following the example of the Lord Jesus. In Matthew chapter 3, we see the baptism of the Lord Jesus. And I'm just going to tell you how it happened. As Jesus was coming to John the Baptist to be baptized, John demurred. He stepped back. He says, "No, I don't need to baptize you. I need to be baptized by you." And Jesus said, "Allow this, permit this to happen, so that all righteousness, all that was written will be fulfilled." And it says John cooperated and he baptized Jesus. And as Jesus came up from the water of baptism, that the heavens were opened and a voice from above said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." Jesus was baptized. In Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, Jesus says this, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and baptize, go therefore and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even on to the end of the age." That's close. Y'all reading it up there behind me, aren't you? That was close. Was that close? Yeah, close. Lastly, the Bible continues to teach baptism and the meaning of it. And the meaning of it is not that you come into here. These are not the baptism waters of who's that guy? Jesse Taylor, Jeremy Taylor, Jimmy Johnson. Jesse Taylor, you know, he went in the water, he popped up, woo, clean. Man, if you ain't fallen in love with Jesus already, if you haven't given your heart to Jesus already, then this is just a bath. This is a sign for those who have been washed by the blood. The blood of Christ is what makes us white before God. The blood of Christ, putting our faith in Christ, is what gives us a new life and makes us born again. So if Jesse Taylor popped out of them waters clean, it's because he went in clean. Because he done gave his life to Christ first. And then he came out saying, yes, I'm following the Lord. Amen? All right. I want you to hear from Romans chapter 6. I had a hard time finding Romans chapter 6 in my Bible earlier. I'm just excited and nervous, and I think somebody switched it around, and I couldn't find it and wondering where it was. It deals with the Christian life and baptism. The Christian life and baptism. And this is what it says. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. The very practical teaching in the scripture about baptism is this. We are following the example of Jesus. We're saying we are dying to an old selfish life. We're rising up to a new life in Christ. Is that life perfect? Who's here perfect? Raise your hand up. We got one sweet baby down there. We got another one over here, Austin Lee. He's got his hand raised up. But y'all, there was one perfect. One. And it's because of what he sacrificed for us that we could have any kind of righteous standing with God at all. Just one, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why we worship him. That's why we follow him. So right now, we're gonna have a big movement here. We're gonna have an exodus. If you're not being baptized, I need y'all to clear the front rows. Yeah. Is that my phone? Oh, okay. If you're not being baptized, leave the towels with me. If you are being baptized, come down front. Come on down. If you're being baptized, come on down. Come on down. And actually, if I could, y'all stand in front right here. There'll be room for y'all to sit. Y'all may have to make more room in the front for these. But y'all just come and stand across here. Come and stand across in front of the baptistry and point yourself at the people out there. Stand in line, kind of, don't hide behind nobody. Everybody get up front. Get up front. Felicia, squish forward. Y'all make room.
Can I try?
No. Go on. You've been bad. Go. Go. I tease about Levi being a future preacher, but my goodness. He's up there, he wants to try practice baptizing people. Hey. I praise God for what God is doing in the lives of people. Not that it's through us. It's through the gospel of Jesus Christ that he's changing lives. It's up to us to stay faithful to the gospel of Christ, that lives will continue to be transformed in Jesus' name. I want you to see this, church, because look, We're not anybody but a whole bunch of lost sinners that Jesus saved, but he can do awesome things through those who believe in his gospel. He knows how to change us and make us something new. If you can find a better display to say happy birthday to Christ Community Church and praise God to the Lord Jesus Christ, you go ahead and try to find it. But this is an awesome thing he's doing through us. Amen? All right. Now y'all can be seated now. Y'all can be seated. Levi, you need to go back and sit, son. Now, ordinarily, and I know I told some people that everybody's going to do their public profession of faith kind of at the same time, just one right after another. But we're going to have people come forward, and as they come forward, we're going to have them give their public profession of faith. A public profession of faith is simply to identify what they have already in their heart. The Bible says this: if you believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead and you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, you shall be saved. That's what it says. So this is a public confessing of faith, okay? So just so we're all on the same page. This public profession is like a wedding service. The groom doesn't fall in love with the bride on the day of the wedding. He loved her first, and that's why he asked her to marry him. He loved first. The love came first. The relationship was first. Then they had the ceremony. This is the ceremony, saying to Jesus, I love you, okay? So we're just going to start, and we have some families. I'm looking at one family in particular right now, and would you all come forward, Doss family?
It'll work. All right. Come on in, bro. Oh, wait a minute.
I got it.
We might have to turn it on. Let's see. All right, Jeremy.
My name is Jeremy Byford. I believe that Christ is alive. He is working on me as this moment. I accept Christ as my Savior.
My name is Tara Byford. He is working on me, and I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior.
My name is Paul Barrow, and I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And thank you, Jesus, for dying for my sins. Amen.
My name is Felicia Todd, and I accept Lord Jesus Christ, and they're gonna be my first time ever getting baptized.
your public profession of faith in Jesus Christ. It is my privilege and honor to baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Yes. Let me hold your nose, baby.
My name is Jemiah Fleming, and I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior.
My name is Laisha Hoskin, and I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior.
My name is Ariana Knox, and I accept Jesus as my Lord and my Savior.
And let me tell y'all, when you get baptized, you do go all the way under. Because the picture's how Christ was buried.
Just relax. It'll be good.
All right. Don't make it. Praise the Lord. Because of your public profession of faith in Jesus Christ, it's my privilege and honor to baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. All right. Share your faith with it. Just look out there and tell them who you are and what you do.
There we go. There you
go. I'm Lily Stone, and I accept Jesus, God, as my Lord and my Savior.
Amen.
My name is Gabriel Stone, and I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior.
Amen.
public profession of Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, it's my honor and privilege to baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Because of your public profession of faith in Jesus Christ, it is my great privilege and honor to baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
I'm Catherine Reeves, and Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior.
Amen.
Church membership, being in the church a long time, that don't have nothing to do with having a real relationship with Jesus Christ. It helps. It's like a supplement, like a vitamin in a diet. But if you don't eat healthy, you're still going to be unhealthy. That vitamin ain't going to keep you from something. So I'm so proud of what we just saw, and I'm proud of all these folks, but I just want you to keep that in mind. Don't say, well, I've been going to church for years. I don't need to make any decisions. Don't say, well, I've been there and done that. I don't need to make any decisions. You just remember. Okay. Who do we have next? Layton? You don't want to go now? Layton's coming up. You can go ahead, Dad.
My name is Layton Williams. I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior.
I don't know if that thing's on.
It's on now. There you go.
Okay. My name is Layton Williams, and I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior.
Layton Williams, because of your public profession of faith in Jesus Christ, it's my great privilege and honor to baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We put a little extra on. Did you hear that thud? That's what he said on the bottom of the baptistry. Didn't hurt. He's all right. He's all right. Who got that?
My name is Haley Tatum, and I accept Jesus Christ as my God, my my Lord and Savior.
My name is Brooke Tatum, and I accept Lord Jesus as my Savior.
My name is Jonathan Tatum, and Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior.
Jonathan Tatum, because of your public profession of faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, it's my great honor and privilege to baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. You see, Jonathan has a tuxedo on. He's just, you know, very excited.
My name is Allison Goldwater, and I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior.
Forget the good days. Don't forget the days you come to the house of the Lord and there's baptisms, where there's praise and worship. That's what makes the hard days bearable. Remember the good. Let the Lord preserve you in a time of trouble and put all your trust in Him. Now, we're going to have our offering right here, but I thought we might just offer God a bit of praise and thanksgiving just by showing God praise, telling Him thank you, giving Him a clap offering, whatever it is.
As we do, I'm reminded that when you invest in the kingdom of God, whether this is your church or you have another church, when you invest in the kingdom of God through your local church, your investment is good. It pays dividends. It's worthy. It's without regret. So you just keep that in mind as you invest in the kingdom of heaven through your local church. Let me pray for us. Father God, thank you for how you love us. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this time. Thank you for the good days. We're going to eat food. We've seen people make public professions of faith and follow in baptism. Help us, Lord, to remember that there's good days in your house. Help us not to take them for granted. Help us to rejoice, to smile big. We love you, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Something I asked our Wednesday night group, and something I put on Facebook, and I just want to ask right now, for those who are attached to Christ Community Church, there was a whole lot of people baptized. Praise God, right? This is a great time. We're going to celebrate. Amen? But it's our responsibility to raise them up in the Lord. Now, there are people at varying degrees. There's some who have walked with the Lord for a while and have grown mature in their spirituality, just had not followed him in baptism, but we can lend them a hand. There's some that were just brand new Christians who need to know about the Lord, and we need to be examples to them and to pray for them and to walk with them. And there was a whole lot of young ones, wasn't there? And we need to live a life that shows them Jesus. We need to teach classes that teach them the word of Jesus and lead them to Jesus. We need to not just celebrate now and forget discipling later. We need to bring them up in the Lord. You know, our whole motto, our mission statement is to honor God. I believe God was honored in a service like today. It's all about him, wasn't about us. But the second part of that is to lead people into maturing relationships with Jesus Christ. And what that means is discipleship. It means to train them up. So let's not just kick back, put our feet up, get the clicker in our hand, and think it's over because they made a profession of faith and they were baptized. Now we need to see them grow. We need to see them mature. We need to teach that class. We need to pray that prayer. We need to witness that witness. We need to lead them and bring them with us, amen, because we want to see them grow in Christ. They're at the beginning. Let's be a discipling church, all right? All right. A few announcements. I know there's been up on the board. There was some grilling going on. There's going to be a men's meeting, a men's ministry meeting. Man, we haven't had a men's ministry for some years, and the ladies have just been kicking our tails, okay? They've been showing us up. They've been taking care of one another. They've been doing ministries at the church, and it's time that the men's ministry gets back on board. Okay, it's time that we get up and do something. Johnny Holman has felt God leading him to be kind of the initiator of that and following God and saying, guys, come on together. We're going to meet at Johnny and Pam's house tomorrow night at 6. 6:30. We're going to meet tomorrow at 6 or 6:30. There are maps to his house back on the table. Okay, so come on out. And somebody said, well, you know, what if you're a man and you can't escape the house without taking a little man with you? I understand how that is. Come on, okay? If you can get out of the house without the little man, come on then too. But, you know, if you have to compromise somewhere, bring the little man with you if you got to. Because we'd just love to see you there, all right? So that's 6 o'clock tomorrow at their house. Maps over there. And we're going to be feeding the football team October 17th, and we need your help. The ladies are going on a women's retreat also on October 17th, which means if you're a man and you don't feel like I'm a man, I don't need to be serving nobody, change your mind. Come on and help serve the Grenada Chargers and as we feed them, and they're going to be a whole bunch of people. We're going to have supper right here, right now. Anybody excited about that? Yeah. We're going to have dinner. I should say we're going to have dinner, not supper. We're going to have dinner. And Eddie's coming after me. And it was good to be your pastor. In case I get fired right now, I just want to tell you that I love you and all those things.
I think it's time to let him go, don't you? No, on such a celebration of a day when so much has been of God's hand has been placed on this church, and the numbers that we've seen come forward and the blessings that have been flowing through our pastor and our leader at this time, we just wanted to say thank you. And this is Pastor Appreciation Day, and I would like for you to give him a hand. And continue to pray for him. And if you have $5 in that hand when you shake it, that's okay with him.
Thank you all. Sarah and I, and we've been here for almost 10 years. And, you know, we're transplants. We're the kind of Yankees you can't say in church what kind we are. We're the kind that came and stayed. You know, and well, that darn Yankees, something like that. And but I'm going to tell you, we've been loved. One of the things that the church said, Eddie on the team that found us said, we're going to love you until you don't want to go. And we're thankful. We're thankful for being, for God's calling. And as I say at the end of every service, I'm just going to say again today, and then I'm going to pray for us for our supper. Now, let me just say this. We need to follow the instructions of the ladies in the back. Miss Kit probably has a way she wants you to approach that food. And if you're wise, you'll listen to her first so she doesn't have to correct you later in her own special Miss Kit way. So I'm going to pray for that. But let me just say what I always say at every service with a bit of explanation. I always say I love you because we don't say that to people that we love nearly enough. And so if you're here with somebody you love today, tell them that you love them. And then I say, thank you for letting me be your pastor. And I've had some people criticize me and say, God called you to be the pastor. God called me to preach and teach the word, but Christ Community Church got together and said they wanted me to be their pastor. God would take me somewhere if it wasn't the will of this church. So thank you for letting me be your pastor, and I love you. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for how you do love us. Thank you for the food we're about to receive. Thank you for a great day in the Lord. We give you all the praise and credit and glory for what you're doing. And Lord, just as we eat together, be pleased. Thank you for the food, for those who prepared for food, the food, and those who are prepared to dish it out to us and make us walk the line. Lord, we love it. Thank you for all of it. Thank you for everybody who helped getting the baptistry ready and everybody who's going to help clean up afterwards. In faith, I say, everyone who's going to help us clean up afterwards. And Father, just we give you all the praise and glory. Continue to do your work here. Use us until you bring us home. We love you, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen.